Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Matthew 7:12-14, The Golden Rule. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Jesus has this phrase, for this is the law and the prophets. We saw earlier in his teaching in chapter 5, verses 17 and 20 to 20, talked about he did not come to destroy the law. We would almost see this as, at least in Matthew's gathering of the material, somewhat of an inclusio. All the pieces in between, we might see that Jesus is giving a summary. The larger aspect of kingdom living, or what we might call the summary from Jesus, is to love the Lord our God with all of our being and love our neighbor as ourself. Just simply love people vertically towards God, horizontally toward people. In all of these passages in between, he's been giving the nuance or the coloring of what this means, giving us some basic examples. And what we've seen is that his examples go beyond, or maybe better interpret, the way of the law and the prophets. Now, there's this age-old struggle between the tension of walking with God and loving our neighbor. And we can easily get caught on one side or the other, loving God so much that it kind of makes it feel like we're hating our neighbor, or loving our neighbor so much that we're not being alert to our walk with God. Jesus makes it quite clear here. There's a narrow gate and there's a wide gate. This is kind of the simple pattern of Jewish wisdom literature. There's two ways. He's been doing this all along in his teaching. His bottom line is, it's hard work to live the kingdom of God. We see that faith and works are not mutually exclusive. Our faith, our trust, leads to works that God has prepared for us. There's an easier way. We don't have to be kingdom-oriented, but we're told it leads to destruction. Maybe the implication of this is seeing that sometimes people who grow up with a lot of opportunity and means can end up having somewhat of an entitlement mentality. And they miss out on the value in learning the importance of working hard for something. Jesus is saying working hard for the kingdom is a good thing. The so what of this passage is to see the emphasis. The emphasis of our life is not to get something out of it, but it's to ask the question, what can I do for others? You could take this opening phrase, so whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. Idea, doing things to others so that you'll get the good in return. No, that's not Jesus' point. Jesus is basically saying, have a view of life that causes you to see people before yourself. How would this revitalize our culture that we live in right now? Thinking the best of others, don't judge them. Sharing resources. We wouldn't need to stack up health or life insurance as a means of protection. In relation to the anxiety that Jesus has challenged us on, if we were thinking more highly of others, people wouldn't have to live in fear and with self-protection. Pretension or hypocrisy. If we were thinking more highly of others, they wouldn't feel a need to live this way before us. The now what is to ask the question of ourselves. In every situation that I come to, how would I want to be treated in a similar situation? We may miss it sometimes, and we may recognize it afterwards, but a constant perspective of asking, If I were in their shoes, how would I want to be treated in this situation? Might help us to react in different ways. Maybe give us the 2-second rule. When something comes that brings a reaction in our, just stop. 1, 2. And allow God to come in and create that space in us so that we could react in a way that we would want to be reacted to in a similar situation. Lord, by your grace, we ask that you would help us to love people supernaturally, and that you would give us courage and strength to go the hard way today. In Jesus' name, amen.